Good day. My name is JWP. I'm doing the Hacker Public Radio show today. Today is Saturday, November 6th. I'm in my kitchen. I wanted to talk to you about some places where you can learn an awful lot about the Unix command line. Free website and email and chats and stuff, and a place that's really helped me to grow with my ability to use BSD, Linux, OpenVMS, and stuff. And the first place is oh wait, I forgot the contact information. Yeah, my contact information is the blog at jwp5.wordpress.com. That's where the show notes are for this. So if you need links or anything like that, there. And my email address is jwp5@hotmail.com. Alrighty. So public, the first one that I have. If you go into your browser on your phone, device, or computer. Go to www.sdf.org. And it was first established in 1987. And SDF stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's a network community of free software authors, teachers, librarians, students, researchers, hobbyists, computer enthusiasts. The inaugural and visually impaired. It's operated as a nonprofit. Its mission is to provide a remotely accessible computing facilities for the advancement of public education, cultural enrichment, scientific research, and recreation. Members can interact electronically with each other, regardless of their location, using passive or interactive forms. The further purposes include recreational usage of information concerning liberal and fine arts. Okay, I've used it a long time. I've never saw no liberal or fine arts, but the members have a Unix shell access to games. I've never done games there. Email, I've done a lot of email there. Usenet, I've done a little Usenet there. Chat, a bulletin board. You get a web space. Something called the Gopher Space, programming utilities, archivers, browsers, and more. The SDF community is made up of caring, highly skilled people who operate behind the scenes to maintain a non-commercial internet. For more information about the membership levels, you can click the Join button. And so then, interestingly, they have dial-up access. So, for instance, if you're using your phone, right, or your tablet, and you use dial-up, you can dial up and still get your mail. I didn't even know it was possible anymore, but yeah, it's possible. They have dial-up. You can dial that thing. It was useful for me in the Republic of Georgia. And I to do this, and so I was in Georgia. There was no G3. I was like, "Damn, I really need to check my email." And boom, I said, "Ah, yeah, I had the number in my phone from the SDF dial-up, and I was right there, dialing up, doing my stuff." Okay, so let's go ahead and let's check the member projects. Just one second, I'm gonna press the pause button. Okay, back. Okay, so they have a lot of different versions of this, right? Now the free version, you get 200 megabyte of disk quota, or 5,000 files divided into four areas. You get MUT, POP3, IMAP, ICQ, Twitter, and BS Lite. I didn't even know they had IMAP, so that's something new. You get games, MUD, Linux, Gopher, You get a webmail interface, a trace, ping, whois, dig, and more. Inbound SSH, FTP, and SFTP connections. I use Pine. They have a bunch of other stuff. I use Nano there. So that's the basic one. I wanted something a little, something more, right? And they have an instructor that's free, a student that's free. The dial-up is $7 to $10 a month, right? They have a DSL which you can connect to DSL for a price as well. Now this is what I am. I'm a ARPA member, and it was $36 for a one-time fee. Okay, and I really feel that I got a lot for $36. Okay, I get 600 megabytes of disk quota. That's in a RAID, right? 15,000 files. You get everything that the user account does. I get to vote on everything. I've never voted. I have a private ARPA member server. Also, outbound, telenet, SSH, all of that stuff. I get I don't know what UCP means, but it's ClariNet use feed via dial-up or TCP. And I got a domain. I got a JWP WeMan domain. I mean, it's not that great or anything, but it's 50 megabytes. And for instance, say I'm working and I need to give a file to somebody, and I don't want to go the Google Docs method. I just quick, SCP, put the file there, do a quick change, and it's there. And that way I don't have to get into my Google Docs or anything like that. And so that ARPA is the one that I use. But they have a bunch of other ones, they have a meta ARPA, which is $36 every year. But I don't really need that. But if you want to do SSH tunnel forwarding with no limit on bandwidth, you might want to get on that $36 annually thing, right? VPN also is $36 annual. And where that would really come in is if you're doing a lot coffee shop stuff, right? If you're using the Wi-Fi in the coffee shop, not the internet cafe, but the coffee shop, right? The internet cafe has other things that are really interesting, but the coffee shop thing, I heard about this sheep thing that does all kinds of strange stuff with your Facebook and stuff. They have a VPN between $18 and $36 annually that gives you between 500 and 3 gigabyte monthly transfer. So then you're completely safe. No one can do anything to you. Okay, so that's pretty much it for SDF. So it's sdf.org, and it has all the stuff. And they have they have all kinds of stuff there. You can VPS, you can do all that stuff, virtual private server, Debian, whatever you want. It's all right there. So it's like GoDaddy, but from the Linux Action Shell, but this actually helps some people do some things. The second one that I use, and I had a podcast about it before, but it was a while ago, so I can talk about it again. And it's a Death Row VMS. And the company where I work, they bought Compaq, which bought Digital, which did VMS. You can get VMS at the hobby shop as a hobby program for $36. And why do you want to do it? It's because it's probably the geekiest thing that I've ever done, right? It's really, really geeky. And so it's deathrowvistech.net. It's in the show notes. And I talked to Beav a long time, and it's really good. And so what is the Death Row cluster? It's a cluster A death row cluster is a couple of computers acting as one large computer. The cluster currently consists of DC alphas, 64-bit, a Vaxen, 32-bit, some UVAX hardware, some emulated, running the OpenVMS operating system. Okay, OpenVMS is dying. It's gonna die. Is it as robust as Linux? Oh, it's probably the most robust operating system that I've ever seen. And so it's a cluster. And so if you have want to get your geekiness on and you have an old AMD 64 and you want to spend $36 to get the STEM virtualization and you have access to an internet where you can put it, you know, I'm sure Beav would really like you to get there. And so what does it do? The idea of the cluster is promote the open VMS operating system and give people a chance to play with it. People are welcome to test the security features of the cluster, port non-commercial code, learn basic ins and outs of the VMS operating system. The cluster supports many programming languages, and they have them all. They got COBOL there, they got ADA, they got Bliss, Marco 3264, C++, BASIC, they have it all. Beav said he let his daughter learn Pascal there, so one of the servers has Pascal on it, right? And so the cluster is available for general public use as long as it's not for commercial purposes. The cluster uses the hobbyist licenses, hence we cannot allow commercial usage of the cluster. Commercial usage would violate our license agreement with the OpenVMS hobbyist and cannot let that happen. There is no charge for an account on the cluster. The cluster is always will be 100% free of charge. If you're not sure you need or want an account, please pay with the demo account first. The demo account will give you full access to the system. Some work objects are restricted. To use a demo account, you can tell them that or SSH to a member, log in with demo user, and you're there. You can also donate. Beav's a nice guy. He's got his hosting arrangement worked out with his work, I think. It says the OpenVMS hack was created by he calls himself DABEVE in the 1990s, and it's had multiple contributors. So they have a fact there. How can I help the death row cluster? Well, number one, you can go there and get an account. That's one that you could go do. Death Row Cluster represents a multi-$100 cost each month, taking into consideration hosting, internet connectivity, administration time. Luckily, we have some great sponsors. The people at Vistech Communications have let him have a secure place for the hardware. So he has some sponsors that help him. There are other ways to support. If you don't make a donation, you have old hardware lying at time. From time to time, they need SCSI drives. And any hardware that can be used directly with the cluster, for example, old UVAXEN or Alpha terminals. So any of that stuff. So if you're interested in learning how to program, it's a really great thing. I thought about getting a VLC 4000. It's on my list of things to find on eBay one day, and if I do, then it's going to be really great, and I'll try to get into Beav's cluster with it. All right, I hope you all have a great day, and this is my first Hacker Public Radio thing. I hope you all really like it. I used my Panasonic RRU5570, and I hope the quality is okay. I didn't have it directly in front of me. It's about 6 to 8 inches away from the center of my laptop screen, so I hope the quality.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.